as per the credits, was Terence Creasy, and I played Gary Bolton, which was one of the Yellowcoats, along with the Webb twins in the pilot and the whole first series. Yeah, 7 episodes. Nice. Through my agent in London, I think it was the Yolanda Agency, if I remember rightly. Yes, so through my agent in London. Oh, it was really exciting because, well, it was unknown then because obviously we did the pilot series. We didn't know whether or not it was going to carry on. But I, when we got there and we did the first series, I just knew that this was going to be a hit because the cast were fantastic and I thought the storyline and Croft and Perry were unbelievable together. We did both. We obviously did all the audition, the preparation in the training rooms in the BBC, and then we're out on location out at Caxton-on-Sea, I think it was, if I remember rightly, if my memory goes back that far. And yes, every week we'd go out and shoot, and then we'd come back and do the studio in the studio. I think it was on the Sunday night, and Felix was the warm-up man for all the people in attendance. And it was, in those days, it was mainly all our families because no one really knew about Heidi Hart. So it was quite exciting. So I did both. Oh, look, they were sensational. Everyone was very inclusive, you know, obviously had my favorites, but you know, right away from, you know, Ted and Spike and Peggy and Jeffrey and, you know, all the Webb twins, who I got to know extremely well because there was the three of us, and there was we were aligned with the three Yellowcoat females as well. So yeah, they were just great people to work with, and we've maintained a magnificent relationship, even though, you know, I didn't do any more than the first episode. They sent me signed books and everything to, because they knew the reason why I couldn't come back, and even now Peggy sends me a letter each year at Christmas and keeps me informed. And when I do get back in London, when COVID's not around, you know, I try and catch up with the twins or Jeffrey or whoever's around if I can. The Webb twins are going to get upset when I say this, but it's definitely going to be Peggy Sue Pollard, because she just adopted me, you know, being from Australia from day one, and she was magnificent, and we've carried that relationship on. And she was just so funny, and, you know, she came into that series as a bit of an unknown, and, you know, she was just making us laugh from day one, and she was very inclusive. But yeah, they were all special, but she just had this little special star character about her. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just looking up the episode. I think it was series 1, episode 3, and that was the Beauty Queen affair, which we had around the Olympic-sized swimming pool, which was amazing because we had all these, you know, extras and that in old-type costume and whatever else, and, you know, the yellow coats were sort of the judges, but we had to do a lot of things. Jeffrey was playing Ollie the Octopus in that particular episode. And one of the scenes was like the Webb twins and myself, we had to throw Jeffrey in the pool. And it was first thing in the morning, it was freezing cold. And yeah, he really didn't want to go in. And everyone's singing out, throw him in the pool, throw him in the pool. So we're going once, twice, three times, threw him in. And I think we had to put him in a few times to get the shot right. And I remember it was on the front page of the Harwich paper, the three of us throwing him in the pool. So that brings back amazing memories, along with the Knobbly Knees competition. I thought that was amazing as well. Great memories. Not really any bloopers. I was thinking about that, but I think, you know, everything was so fun and funny there. I think we just got on with it. So I don't really have a blooper, because the whole series was a bit like a big blooper anyway, because it was sort of not made up as we go, but, you know, it was just, it just happened. And yeah, I can't think of anything special. No, I wasn't, but obviously my thing was when I did the first episode, I was asked to come back and do the whole lot. But unfortunately, my father was sick and I'm an only child in Australia. So after the first episode, I came back to Australia, and my dad had his own business, and I wasn't able to leave to go back, and Crofton Perry and Sue Belp and the PA all tried to get me back for Heidi High. And in the end, I couldn't go back, and they had to cast a new person to come and play Gary Bolton. And that's when they got hold of Chris, who played my character and was a lookalike for me for the balance of the series. So I always have a bit of fun with him when I was over there saying, oh, well, mate, you got the series because of me. But no, I didn't end up doing anything else with any of the guys. The only person I worked with before Heidi High was the camp commandant there. Because I did a bit of Secret Army with him, but just in a modelling capacity because I looked Aryan and Germanic. So I did that with him before, but because of not being able to go back and do all those years, I think it showed for 8 years in a Royal Command performance, and I was very jealous and upset. But the guys, everybody kept in contact. They knew that I couldn't come back and do it, and they really tried to get me back, but I just had to stay here. So no, I didn't get to do any others, but I've watched them all. Oh, it was amazing. They were just an incredible pair together, completely different, I thought. And but they worked really well together, and they were very directional, but also let us create our own, because we got a little brief about what our character was in the first instance and what it was supposed to be. So we all tried to work along that line, but they were very good with their direction. They were very friendly, very engaging, and just it's a real shame that two amazing people like that ever had to pass away, because so much went with them. Oh, my God, that's going to be really hard, because obviously that ding in the morning and the Heidi High thing just sticks in my head and takes over sort of everything, really. I can't think of any others, because it was such a long time ago, but that just catchphrases with me now. And people, I still say that, and people go in Australia, because a lot of people don't know Heidi High. They think, oh, wow, what's he talking about, you know? But I don't then go into it. But no, I can't. I mean, all the things of Russ was either it was like throw him in the pool and do this, because it was the yellow coats do this and do that. And it was all, it was, yeah, I don't know. No, well, what happened was he was, when I was in Australia, he was cast, obviously, in the first instance, obviously, it was more visual with our parts. So they obviously went for that blonde, you know, same height and whatever else. But I did meet Chris at the 30th reunion when I came over, and we went to Caxton on Sea, I think, to the hotel where we used to film some of it there. I did meet him and spend a few days with him, and he was a really, really, really nice guy, and I was really happy for him that he was able to take over Gary Bolton, even though I was a bit jealous that, you know, I couldn't do what they'd done getting up to the Royal Command performance and whatever. But, you know, you have to get over that. And I think he fitted in really well. And he wasn't a bad looking guy, probably not as good looking as me, but, you know. Yes, Maplin's holiday camp in Dovercourt, a fantastic spot. I mean, an amazing place. I mean, I remember we were staying in the actual rooms where the punters and the campers used to stay in. And, oh, my God, you could hear everything that was going on in the room beside. And but it was amazing. The ballroom, the setting was just how I imagined it would be when they looked. Well, I think Jimmy worked as a red coat, I think, not Warners, but that was because it was Warners then, the old Maplins, but Butlins, yeah. So he knew exactly what should be going on, and the sets were amazing. The old camp was amazing, and it was great fun staying there. We had a lot of good times, you know, when we weren't filming as well. So a lot of good times together. My campers was great. And we actually, when we went back for the 30th reunion, we all actually got on stage with David and Jimmy then and sang Goodnight Campers. That was really, really special to be part of that group. There was anyone who was still alive at that time was there, and it really that probably stayed with me. It's a bit like Walk On, that, and but we loved it, and yeah, that will always stay with me forever. So well picked.